अस्तु सो वि हाव् सीन् सर्वनामशब्दः इन् आल् द लिङ्गास् सो विल् सी हौ दिस् कुड् बि यूस्ड् इन् द द्वितीया विभक्ति आर् इन् द सेकेण्ड् डिक्लेन्शन् हौ दिस् वर्ड्स् आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि यूस्ड् अण्ड् आल्सो वित् रेस्पेक्ट् टु सम् आफ् द नौन्स् दट् वि हाव् सीन् सुदन्तशब्दाः वि विल् ट्रै टु कन्स्ट्रक्ट् सेण्टेन्सस् यूसिङ्ग् द्वितीया विभक्ति सो सः इस् बेसिकलि हि एषः इस् आल्सो हि सो वेन् एवर् इट् इस् रेफरिङ्ग् टु फार् अवे देन् वि यूस् सः इफ् इट् इस् समथिङ्ग् देट् सम्बडि इस् नियर् बै देन् वि यूस् एषः फार् द मेल् जेण्डर् आर् इन् पुल्लिङ्गम् इट् विल् बि सः अण्ड् एषः रेस्पेक्टिव् Similarly for strilingam, somebody who is far away, it will be sa, and somebody who is nearby, it will be esha. And similarly for the neutral gender, somebody who is far away, it will be tat, and somebody who is nearby, it will be etat. So saha, eshaha, sa, esha, tat, and etat. So similarly we have seen, if we are using the verbs, then how it is going to be with respect to the Pratama Purushaha and Uttama Purushaha, right? For the Pratama Purushaha, it is, or the first person here, it is going to be, if it is, the verb is Gachcha Dhatu, or the root word is Gachcha, then it is going to be Gachchati for Pratama Purusha, and for Uttama Purusha, it is going to be Gachami. Right, this is something that we have seen. Now if we want to say I have seen him, right, or I see him, then the saha, because we want to say somebody as he, it should become him, then it will become tam, somebody who is far away in the male gender, and we use the word saha for the first declension, its form in the second declension would become tam. Okay, aham tam pashyami, aham tam pashyami, I see him, right? So it will become aham tam pashyami. That is how it is going to be in the second declension or the dvitiya vibhakti. So for these, we have different forms. So how do we see these pronouns in the dvitiya vibhakti or in the second declension? So, Eshaha is going to take the form of Etam, Saha is going to take the form of Tam, Esha is going to take the form of Etam, Sa is going to take the form of Tam, Kaha is going to take the form of Kam, Kaha is going to take the form of Kam, Ka is going to take the form of Kam, Etat, which is basically the Napunsakalinga form, will remain the same in the second declension, and it will be etat. Tat will also remain the same in the second declension or in the dvitiya vibhakti, and it will become tat only. So etat is going to be etat, tat is going to be tat. Bhavan is going to become bhavantam. Bhavati is going to be as bhavatim. Kim again is napunsakalinga shabdaha, it is going to be as kim. Right? So these forms are basically in the first declension and in the second declension respectively. Eshaha etam, saha tam, esha etam, sa tam, kaha kam, ka kam, etat etat, tat tat, bhavan bhavantam, bhavati bhavatim, kim kim. So this is how it is going to be. So if we want to say I see him, right? So saha is going to become tam, and eshaha is going to take the form of etam. So I is aham, see is pashyami, and him is etam. Aham etam pashyami, aham etam pashyami, pashyami aham etam is also correct. So the order in which we are going to use the words really does not matter in Sanskrit, but in English we follow something like object, verb and the subject are subject, object and the verb. Subject, verb and the object, right? So this kind of relation will be existing, but in Sanskrit the order really does not matter. So aham etam pashyami, right? Saha is going to be tam. So aham tam pashyami. Saha is going to take the form as tam. Aham tam pashyami. Esha is going to become etam. Esha is going to become as etam. I see her. Aham etam pashyami. Aham etam pashyami. Sa is going to become as tam. Aham tam pashyami. Aham tam pashyami. Etat. Etat is going to become as etat only, because etat is a dinapunsaka linga. So it is going to be the same in the first declension and the second declension. So aham etat pashyami. Aham tat pashyami. That is how the forms are there in the second declension.
Mahadeva, can I ask a question? So when we say the pronouns, we add the hum, the at the end. So, but when you use a sentence, I see him, the aham, the I also have a hum at the end, and then the him also have the hum at the end.
Okay, aham is in the first declension. It is in the Prathama Vibhakti. So the here it is not going to change into the second declension. Aham is basically I. Etam. Etam is basically him, somebody who is nearby. Etam. Pashyami is basically the verb that we are referring to, the action done by the object, which is I, right? Or the aham. So aham is basically the person that we are referring to, which is nothing but the self here, but this is basically the Uttama Purusha, and we are saying what action is done by him, by the self. The self is basically doing an action of seeing it, and what is it doing? It is basically seeing somebody who is nearby, and he is a male, and that becomes etam. I see him. Aham etam pashyami.
So is it correct to say that I, aham, would also have the pronouns at the end, and then if I see he, would be different than I see him. So this is hum, like the saham means the I'm just pointing to a person. But if I'm pointing to a person with name, say Rama, I would say aham Rama Pashyati.
So Pashyati is basically used for the Prathama Purusha. So Pashyati, Ramaha Pashyati. If we want to say Rama is seeing, then it is Ramaha Pashyati. But if you want to say I am seeing Rama or I see Rama, then it will become Aham Ramam Pashyami.
Ah, okay, got it. Thank you.
Ambai. So here we are saying that we are or the action itself, or the person who is doing the action is aham here. And what is the action is basically the verb that is there at the end. And what kind of action or what is being done is referred to by this verb in relation to the object that we are referring to here, right? Here the action is basically seeing, and what is the self seeing? It is seeing either him or her, or some object. So I see him is basically aham etam pashyami. I see him who is somebody far away, it will become aham tam pashyami. And if you want to say I see her, then esha in the second declension is going to be etam. So aham etam pashyami. Similarly, sa is going to become tam. So aham tam pashyami. Etat is basically a napunsaka linga word. This is something that we have seen earlier. So etat is going to be the same in the first declension and the second declension. Etat, ete, etani, etat, ete, etani. So this will be the same in the second declension also. I see this, which is something which is nearby, then we will say aham etat pashyami. If something that is far away, then we'll use tat, aham tat pashyami. Similarly, for bhavan, bhavan, bhavat shabdaha, it will become bhavantam, bhavan will become bhavantam, and bhavati will become bhavatim, kaha will become kam, ka will become kam. So if we want to say, I will teach you, right? So aham bhavantam pathayami, aham, so who is going to teach whom? So it is the self that is going to teach you, and here we are using bhavantam because we are trying to kind of say with respect, so we will use bhavantam, right? That is where we will say bhavantam aham pathayami, aham bhavantam pathayami. So bhavantam is the masculine gender, okay? The bhavat shabdaha is basically pumlinga shabdaha, and we are saying bhavantam. So aham bhavantam pathayami. Bhavati, bhavati is strilinga shabdaha in the feminine gender, and it will become bhavatim. Aham bhavatim pathayami, aham bhavatim pathayami, right? So that is why we will have these forms in this way. And similarly, whom should I teach, or who should I teach? Kaha is going to be kam. Kaha is going to become kam, and this is pumlinga rupam, or in the masculine gender it is going to be kam. And the root form for who, whether it be the male gender or the feminine gender or the neuter gender, the root form is basically kim. The root form is basically kim. So in the masculine gender it is going to become kaha, and in the feminine gender it is going to become ka, and in the neuter gender it is going to be the same as kim. So that is how kim shabdaha behaves with respect to, or the form that is there, it is there in the masculine or feminine and the neuter gender. The root form is kim. Now when we want to use the kim shabdaha with respect to the masculine gender in the second declension, the form is going to be kam. And the same thing if it is going to be in the feminine gender, then it is going to be kam, kam. And in the neuter gender, it is going to be kim only in the second declension. Okay, the root form is kim, and it is going to be kaha for pumlinga, ka for strilinga, and kim for napunsakalinga. This is how the forms are going to be with respect to kim shabdaha. And in the second declension or in the dvitiya vibhakti, it is going to be kam for pumlinga, kam for strilinga, and kim for napunsakalinga. So when we want to ask the question, who should I teach? Now here, who is kind of the generic word that we use in English, which is either referring to a masculine gender or a feminine gender or a neuter gender. But in Sanskrit, if we want to say whom should I teach specifically for masculine gender, then it is kam. Kam pathayami, aham kam pathayami. So who should I teach? And we are definitely referring to the masculine gender. So aham kam pathayami. Similarly, if I want to say aham kam pathayami, aham kam pathayami, here we are basically saying that it is basically a female gender. When we are saying kam, it is basically a female gender definitely. And when we are saying aham kim pathayami, here it is basically referring to the neuter gender. It is basically referring to the neuter gender. The answer is definitely for the neuter gender itself. So this is how the verb or the noun forms, the pronoun forms are going to be when we are answering them.
महोदय एकं प्रश्नमस्ति
आम महोदय
द डिफरेंस बिटवीन कः पाठयामि एंड कम पाठयामि आई नो द डिक्लेंशन इट इज द डिक्लेंशन बट इन द क्वेश्चन व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस
कः पाठयामि सो
or even in the
karoti or kah no, because pathayami when we are saying is the it is intended that it is basically the self who is asking it kah
yes kah so aham kah pathayami okay aham kah pathayami and aham kam pathayami what is the difference
so here we aham kah patayami kah might not be whom should I teach or who should I teach is what we are referring to then it will be aham kim patayami or aham kam patayami right if I am saying aham kim what should I teach aham kam patayami then it is basically saying that whom should I teach or who should I teach?
Yeah, but I'm not able to find the difference in that first declension and second declension questions. Aham
okay. So
ka patayami, aham kaha patayami. See, in Kim, there is no...
I understood your question, Mahoda. Probably, we are looking at the usage perspective. The sounding may look correct when we are saying aham kah pathaya kah aham kah ka pathayami aham kam pathayami
correct
and what we are trying to find out is with respect to the usage the meaning intended from these two sentences look meaningful but somehow we are not able to differentiate the usage yes, that is the intended question so So, with respect to that, probably I'll come with more usage of sentences with respect to this Prashnavachaka Shabdha, especially for Kaha, Kada, Putra that we have covered so far. And then probably see the difference between what is the use of Kaha and Kam so that it is more meaningful.
Okay.
Astu Mahodaya, with respect to an object, I'll try to do that so that we get a clarity on that.
Can I say?
I'm Bhagini, please.
I feel that when you say, I am teaching he, it will sound like that in Sanskrit. If we say, aham kaha pathayami. Not him, he. Kaha is whom, no? Kaha is for Pullinga Shabdaha, it is also Prathama Vibhakti. So you can't have two Prathama Vibhakti for one action. You can have only one, no?
Samichinam asti. Parantu Prashnaha asti. Kaha, Saha probably is kind of sounding odd. Mahodaya is saying, I am not able to differentiate between Kaha, पाठ अहं कः पाठयामि एण्ड् अहं कं पाठयामि प्राबब्लि सः कः इस् वाट् वी हेव् ट्रै टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् प्रीवियस्लि रैट् भगिनि सो सः कः सः किं करोति कः कः अस्ति अत्र सो आल् दीस् वेस् वी हेव् ट्रै टु आस्क् हू इस् हियर् सो नौ सडन्लि वी आर् सेयिङ्ग् I am teaching whom or I am teaching who is we have understood as kaha now we are not able to differentiate between kaha and kam probably if there are more usage of these sentences that will become more clear Mahodaya wants that kind of clarity
okay.
I want to give him more examples on that but right now we are not having those examples
okay thank you
am So, Astu Mahode, I got your question. Probably what you are looking at is, in terms of usage, we are not able to differentiate with what we have learned so far. I'll try to bring in more focus on this.
Mahode. Dhanyavad Mahode.
Astu Mahode. Okay, so because the questions also are like this, Kaha Mahapurushaha Atta Tishthati. So the questions are also like this, so probably we have to get more answers for that. We'll try to do this, I'll get them more as we go forward. So and next one, we will try to look at some of the fundamental usages, basic sentence constructions of how they are used, and we'll come back to the Prashnavachaka Shabda later. Balika or Balakah, Vidyalayah is there, and we want to say the boy or the girl goes to the school. Balakah Vidyalayah Gachati. But Vidyalayah is basically in the first declension, we want to say he goes to the school. Now we want to say this is what is happening, like something that is going to somewhere. Then balakaha vidyalayam gachati. Balakaha or balika vidyalayam gachati. So that is where the usage comes with respect to the school here. Vidyalayam gachati. Kaha gachati? Balakaha vidyalayam gachati. Balika vidyalayam gachati. That is also usage for the feminine gender. And vidyalayaha is going to be vidyalayam in dvitiya vibhakti. Vidyalayam. So Ramaha is going to be Ramam. Ramaha is going to become Ramam. So Vidyalayaha is going to become Vidyalayam. So these vibhakti is, these are basically the Dvitiya Vibhakti or the second declension. Astu, so this is how the form is going to be. Similarly, Mahila Kutra Gachati, Mahila Apanam Gachati. Ka Apanam Gachati, Mahila Apanam Gachati. Mahila Apanam Gachati. So this is how we kind of answer them, but we'll also try to answer the all the seven different questions as we go forward. We'll do some Vyakarna Rachana also as we go forward. Here the focus is only on Vithya Vibhakti with respect to the word Apanaha. Mahila Apanam Gachati. Mahila Apanam Gachati. Similarly, Purushaha Mandiram Gachati. Mandiram is basically the Napunsaka Linga form. Mandiram Gachati. Purushaha Mandiram Gachati. Vrudha Gramaha Gachati. Gramaha is going to be Gramam in the Dvitiya Vibhakti. So Gramam Gachati. Mahila Vrudha Gramam Gachati. So Gramam is the second declension of the word Grama. So it is going to be Gramaha in Prathama Vibhakti and Gramam in Dvitiya Vibhakti. Yet it also follows Rama Shabdaha, Ramaha, Ramam, Gramaha, Gramam. Astu? So Amba Putraha Palayati. So if it has to become in the Dvitiya Vibhakti, Amba Putraha Palayati. Amba Putram Palayati. Amba Putram Palayati. So this is how we see them in the second declension. So we'll try to practice them. Astu, so Lalita Bhagini.
Haan Mahode. Aham Panchalikam Dadami. Aham Panchalikam Swikaromi. Shall I read only?
Aham Bhagini. So just.
Okay. Balika कविता बालिका कवितां लिखति
कविता स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः
ओके कवितां सेकेण्ड् विभक्ति
समीचीनं द्वितीया विभक्ति
द्वितीया विभक्ति सिङ्गुलर् न दिस् वन्
दिस् इस् सिङ्गुलर् सिङ्गुलर् प्रथम एकवचनं द्वितीया एकवचनं
एकवचनम् ओके ओके कवितां लिखति अहं पुष्पं ददामि अहं पुष्पं स्वीकरोमि देन् लेसन् पाठः रामः पाठं पठति कृषकः केशं कर्तयति छात्रः देशं गच्छति वृद्धा बालकं पालयति
बालकं पालयति
ओके ओके भौ भीमः दूतं पश्यति प्रेषयति ओके ओके वृद्धा ग्रामं गच्छति आचार्यः शब्दं वदति
अस्तु भगिनि स्थगयतु अग्रे कृष्णमूर्ति महोदय
आं महोदय गगनयात्रिकः चन्द्रं गच्छति छात्रः प्रश्नं पृच्छति लेखकः ग्रन्थं लिखति धेनुः वत्सं पालयति छात्र विद्यालयं गच्छति
समीचीनं महोदय अग्रे प्रेमा भगिनी
Before I start, could I ask a question about pullingam?
Bhagini.
What's the difference between pullingam and pumlingah?
So, whenever we are trying to say pumlingah, we are referring to the Prathama Vibhakti here. So, pumlingam is basically in the Dvitiya Vibhakti. So it is in the Dvitiya Vibhakti, it is Pumlingam, Pumlingaha Shabdaha, it is going to be in the Prathama Vibhakti. And if you are want to say that in the Dvitiya Vibhakti, it is Pumlingam.
Sorry, I don't understand what you just said.
Okay, so the root form of Pumlingaha, if we are going to use Pumlinga, that is basically the root form of the word, Bhagini. And when we are saying, when we are using it in different forms, when I am going to say first declension, second declension, or the Prathama Vibhakti, or the Dvitiya Vibhakti, Pumlingaha is what is in the first declension or in the Prathama Vibhakti. Pumlingam is going to be in the second declension or the Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Okay. Thank you. So I should start. Suya prakasham datati yovati mogdakam kadati majaraha
Mushakam
prakshalayati bik
Bhikkhum Bhikkhuka
Bhikkhuka
Bhikkhuka Datikam Yachati
Yachati
Yachati Palakaha Devam Namati
Samichina Bhagini, Astu Agre Kshama Bhagini.
वानरः वृक्षम् आरोहति महिला गन्धं जिघ्रति गृहिणी आहारं पचति यात्रिका पर्वतम् आरोहति शकः नेपालिकः शाकं पचति
समीचीनं भगिनि अग्रे अरुण महोदय
पाठशाला छात्रा पाठशालां गच्छति
पाठशालां
पाठशालां गच्छति सीता रामः सीतां आलिङ्गयति छात्रा अध्यापकः छात्रां पाठयति
क्षम्यतां महोदय
देवता
आलिङ्गति हग्स्
हग्स् ओके
देवता भक्ता देवतां नमति माला महिला मालां धरति वेणु कलाकारः वीणां वादयति
वीणा
व्हाट डस दैट मीन वीणा ओके
प्लीज
वीणां ओके परीक्षा छात्रः परीक्षां लिखति
आम् महोदय अग्रे नीतू भगिनी
आम् महोदय रामः शर्पणखाया नासिका कर्तयति
शूर्पणखायाः नोस् आफ् शूर्पणखा रामः हस् कट्
ओके युधिष्ठिरः गङ्गाया गच्छति
भगिनी दिस् इस् द्वितीया विभक्ति भगिनी सो गङ्गां
गङ्गां ओके युधिष्ठिरः गङ्गायां गच्छति श्रोतारः
गङ्गां भगिनि गङ्गां
गङ्गां या गङ्गां गच्छति श्रोतारः गायिका अर्चयति गायिकाः अर्चयति
चौर
गायिकाम् अर्चयति चोरः क्षमः याचति याचति
क्षमां बिकास् दिस् आर् आल् आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः we'll just add am at the end got with you
okay okay dhanyavad mohode chorah shamam yachati
yeah
yuvati lajjam anubhavati balaka shilam swikaroti महिला शटिकां धारति
धरति
बालिक धरति बालिका क्रीडा क्रीडति सैनपति सैनां योजयति
सेनापतिः सेनां योजयति
सेनापतिः सेनां योजयति वर्तिकः पेटिकाम् आनयति भक्ता पूजायां करोति प्रबन्धिका योजनां करोति तेंडुलकर सफलतां अनुभवति बालिका स्थालिकां नयति पुरुषः महिलां इच्छति महाराजा पंडितां परियतोषेति
वार्तिका वार्तिकः इत्युक्ते किं महोदय
वार्तिकः पोर्टर्
धन्यवाद
अग्रे ललिता भगिनी
हा महोदय ब्रह्मचारी विद्याम् अनुसरति रोगी वेदनाम् अनुभवति शृगालः द्राक्षा इच्छति वाट् इस् शृगाल
शृगालः फाक्स्
फाक्स् ओके ओके रामः सीताम् आलिङ्गति भक्ता देवतां नमति श्रोतारः गायिकाम् अर्चयति चोरः क्षमां याचति पुरुषः महिलाम् इच्छति महाराज पण्डितां परितोषयति ब्रह्मचारी विद्याम् अनुसरति
अस्तु समीचीनं
रामः वन् मिनिट भक्तां शिकालः ओके 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 थेङ्क् यू
अस्तु
इट्स् ओके
अग्रे कृष्णमूर्ति महोदय
आं महोदय बालिका लेखनी ददाति आरक्षकः अङ्गुलीं दर्शयति छात्र अङ्कनीं क्रीणाति
छात्र
अङ्कनीं क्रीणाति सेविका सम्मार्जनीं स्वीकरोति शिशुः दूरवाणीं विक्रीणान्ति आपणिकः चित्रग्राहिणीं गृह्णाति
अस्तु महोदय समीचीनम् अग्रे वि हाव् दीस् कैण्ड् आफ् सेण्टेन्सस् नौ वि हाव् टु कम्प्लीट् देम् यूसिङ्ग् द द्वितीया विभक्ति So we'll start from here. Arun Mahodaya.
Aam Mahodaya. Ramaha karyalayam gacchati. Mahila graham agacchati. Putraha maduram khadati. Samskruta संस्कृतछात्रः भगवद्गीतां पठति भगिनी गृहपाठं लिखति बालिका कथां शृणोति वैज्ञानिकः आकाशां पश्यति
आकाशं
छात्र महोदय
आकाशं महोदय इफ् यु से आकाशं इट् विल् बिकम् स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः बट् इट् इस् एक्चुअली पुंलिङ्गशब्दः सो आकाशं
पश्यति छात्रा प्राणां पृच्छति
प्रश्नं पृच्छति
प्रश्नं पृच्छति गुरुः उपदेशं ददाति
ददाति
ददाति युवती चित्रं स्वीकरोति.
अस्तु महोदय, समीचीनम्. अग्रे प्रेमा भगिनी.
ओके, अर्जुनः तानुं नयति.
नयति
अध्यापकम् उपायं स्मृति.
अध्यापकः
उपायं स्मृति. जानानि शकं क्रीणाति. सकुतला सखिं मिलति. पालतीयः संस्कृतभाषां जानाति.
भाषां
संस्कृतभाषां जानाति. पुत्रवाणीं त्रीजाति.
त्यजति भगिनि, त्यजति.
त्याजाति. शिशुः यानानीं क्रीणाति.
So, Bhagini, because of the transliteration, this is kind of changing the sound, but actually it is whenever we see J-A, it is Janani, Janani here.
Janani.
Janani.
Janani. Janani. Janani. Jananti. Krishnaha Pitavastram Dharanti. Bhaktaha गणेशं नाममि नामति. शिष्यः ध्यानं करोति.
समीचीनं
महोदय. जननी, केन् यू रिपीट् वाट् जननी बिकम्? शिशुः जननी.
जननीं गृह्णाति.
जननीं.
जननीं गृह्णाति. अस्तु, अग्रे क्षमा भगिनी. पुत्र पाठः पठतु. सो द फादर् इस् आस्किङ्ग् पुत्रः. पुत्र, सो पुत्र इस् आक्चुलि हियर् द सप्तमी विभक्ति हियर्. पुत्र पाठं पठतु. पुत्रः, अहं पाठं पठितुं न शक्नोमि. अगेन् पिता, किमर्थम्? किमर्थम् इत्युक्ते वै डोण्ट् यू वाण्ट् टु स्टडि? पुत्रः सेस् अहं विद्यालयं न गतवान्. ऐ हाव् नाट् गान् टु द स्कूल्. पिता, भवतु अहं भवन्तं पाठयामि. अहं भवन्तं पाठयामि. भवन्तम् इत्युक्ते ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् टु टीच् यु. ऐ विल् टीच् यु. अहं भवन्तं पाठयामि. पुत्रः, सत्यं भवान् मां पाठयति? आम्, पाठयामि. पुत्री, तात् अह माम् अपि पाठयतु. पिता, अस्तु, भवतीम् अपि पाठयामि. सो वि आर् एसेन्शियलि यूसिङ्ग् द द्वितीया विभक्ति इन् आर्डर् टु कम्प्लीट् दि सेण्टेन्सस्. अस्तु, सो सिमिलर्लि कदा पाठयति इस् बेसिकलि वेन् आर् यू गोयिङ्ग् टु टीच् मी. कदा पाठयति? पुत्रः इस् आस्किङ्ग् कदा पाठयति. पिता इस् सेयिङ्ग् इदानीं भवन्तं पाठयामि. नौ ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् टु टीच् यू. भवन्तं पाठयामि. अनुजां कदा पाठयति? द सन् इस् आस्किङ्ग् पुत्रः अनुजां कदा पाठयति. सो वेन् आर् यु गोयिङ्ग् टु टीच् सिस्टर्? तां सायङ्काले पाठयामि. सा इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् ताम्. ताम् सायङ्काले पाठयामि. सो वी हाव् द ताम् हियर्. द ताम् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु फिल् हियर् अण्ड् ताम् सायङ्काले पाठयामि. वदतु, कः पाठः पाठयामि? कां पाठं पाठयामि? कां पाठयं पाठयामि? पुत्रः अण्ड् मीनिङ्ग् विच् चाप्टर् आर् यु गोयिङ्ग् टु टीच् टु मी? सो पुत्रः, द सन् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु से, एषः पाठ एतं पाठं पाठयतु. सर्वे पाठाः इस् वि हव् नाट् सीन्, सो इट् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति. दट् विल् सी लेटर्, विच् इस् बेसिकलि बहुवचनरूपं, बट् विल् कम् बेक् टु दट् लेटर्. सो दीस् आर् सम् आफ् द फार्म्स् दट् वी हव् सीन्. एषः इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि एतम् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति. षष्ठी विभक्ति, इट् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् एतस्य. एषः एतम् एतस्य, सः तं तस्य, भवान् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् भवन्तम् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति, भवतः इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति. कः इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् कम् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति. षष्ठी विभक्ति, इट् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् कस्य. रैट्? सिमिलर्लि एतत् फार् नपुंसकलिङ्गम् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि एतत् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति, अण्ड् षष्ठी विभक्ति, इट् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि एतस्य. तत् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि तत् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति, तस्य इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति. किम् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि किम् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति, षष्ठी विभक्ति, इट् इस् कस्य. भवतः, भवत् भवत् शब्दः इस् बिकम् वि हाव् डिफ्रेण्ट् फार्म्स् हियर्. इट् इस् भवन्तम्, आक्चुलि दिस् शुड् बि भवन्तम् अण्ड् भवतः इन् षष्टि षष्ठी विभक्ति. फार् त्रीलिङ्गशब्दाः, एषा इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि एताम् एतस्याः इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति. सा इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् ताम् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति, तस्याः इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति. भवती इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् भवतीम् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति, अण्ड् षष्ठी विभक्ति, इट् इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बि भवत्याः. का इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु बिकम् काम् अण्ड् कस्याः. अस्तु, सो दीस् आर् सम् आफ् द फार्म्स् इन् द्वितीया विभक्ति देट् वी हव् लर्न् टुडे.
प्रीवियस् स्लैड्, केन् यु जस्ट् गो टु द प्रीवियस् स्लैड्? No, one slide before this. The putri is asking, Tata, aham. Aham will become what?
Mam, api paath hai to, mam. Mam api paath hai. Mam.
That is the dvitiya vibhakti for aham, is it?
Aham, Bhavadya. The root form is asmad shabda, and it is going to become mam.
धन्यवादः महोदय.
आं महोदय. सो एनी अदर् क्वशन्स्? वि विल् स्टाप् हियर् फार् टुडे वित् रेस्पेक्ट् टु द्वितीया विभक्ति. देन् वि विल् सी वेरियस् वचनास् इन् द नेक्स्ट् क्लास्. वि विल् सी द प्रथमाविभक्ति, एकवचनं, द्विवचनं अण्ड् बहुवचनं, अण्ड् आल्सो प्राक्टिस् देम् इन् द द्वितीया विभक्ति रूपं. From there, we'll take it out.
Dhanyavadiyo, Mahode.
Astu, Mahode. Dhanyavad, Mahode. Dhanyavad, Mahode. Punamila. Dhanyavad, Pagni. Punamila.
Dhanyavad, Mahode. Punamila, Maha.
Punamila, Maha, Pagni. Punamila, Maha, Pagni. Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad.